All right. Okay, I am calling the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board for November 13th, 2025, 6:30 PM into order. And the first thing we're going to do is pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and we'll start with Earl and do roll call.
Earl Barbeau.
Harry Williams.
Sandra Cosgrove.
Ariel Leyva.
Judith Rodriguez from Hanson Clatton.
Jennifer Leslie from Hanson Clatton.
Jolene Icefault from Hanson Clatton.
Okay, all righty.
Packed up in here today.
Okay, so we'll move on to agenda item number two, which is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. Would anyone like to do public comment at this point? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item number three, which is approval of the minutes for October 30th, 2025. Do I have any recommendations for edits or suggestions for changes? No? Do I have a motion to approve? Roll motions to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, minutes pass. Moving on to agenda item number four, approval of the agenda for November 13th, 2025. Do we have holds? I don't think we have any holds, right? No holds. We do have a couple we can combine. So we've got the first two and then the last three. And nothing to delete.
Okay, on the last, I'd like to hear the last three separately.
I'm gonna read them, and because I know they're complex. So I'll read them all together and then I wanna walk through them. Carefully, yeah, okay, no problem. So do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the agenda is approved. Do we have any informational items? Okay, seeing none, we're gonna move on to agenda items one and two. I'm gonna read the both into the record. So agenda item number one is PA 25700045, FB Riviera LLC. Plan amendment to redesignate the existing land use category from business employment to corridor mixed use on 0.96 acres, generally located north of Las Vegas Boulevard, north and west of Lamb Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. And then agenda item number two is ZC250736, also FB Riviera LLC. This is a zone change to reclassify 0.96 acres from an H2 general highway frontage zone to a CG commercial general zone within the Airport Embrons AE70 and APZ2 overlay, generally located north of Las Vegas Boulevard North and west of Lamb Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Yes, Jenna, come up.
My name is Jenica, you're Sig Westerman. I'm an attorney representing FB Rivera.
Okay.
I think both of the items are really not very controversial. The only reason for the agenda items is the adoption of the new Title 30. And so as a result of that, we're just trying to keep times with the now current descriptions of zoning and master plan in the area. It's consistent with other approvals by Sunrise Manor in Clark County and adjacent properties just this last summer. But any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Okay, so this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to speak on these two agenda items? This is one and two. Al? All right,
can you
Al?
Put it on the map so I can see through it now?
Do you have a picture of it?
I sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could put it up
on here,
then we'll be able to see it.
Not super big there, but you can see that the property here is
that one?
Okay. Is in the dark and hashtag.
My name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Homestead Mine Court. I'm active in the community and neighborhood watch and reducing the encampments, which have been coming down with our new encampment law. And I haven't had a chance to go down there, but I know the commissioners on certain occasions are requesting the telephone numbers or contact information of the developers and the people in the area, because there's so many absentee owners, and when these encampments pop up, it can take up to a month to reduce them. So I'm just requesting that they leave a telephone number and a contact information so our commissioner or our code enforcement can get a hold of
them. So with the commissioner?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the commissioner?
Yeah, they have my contact information.
They've got your
number. And anytime there's been anything in writing sent to the owner, we've responded within three or four days. And so I've already talked to the city a couple of times, you know, to respond to those in kind pretty quickly.
Yeah. All right. Anyone else? All right. Seeing none. Board, do you have any questions about these two items?
Mm-hmm.
No? All right, so on the first one, the staff recommendation is adopt and direct the chair to sign a resolution adopting the amendment, and that this is forward to Board of County Commissioners on January 7th. So when this is referring to the chair, is this referring to me or is this referring to County Commission?
County Commission.
County Commission, correct?
I'm so sorry.
So the staff recommendation for agenda item number one says adopt and direct the chair to sign a resolution adopting the amendment. We're directing the chair of the county commission with this? Okay. All right. Just want to make sure that that was clear. Any problems with this?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So I'm going to do a motion to go ahead and do staff recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That's just for the first one. So we're moving on to the second one. And then in the second one, make sure we read. Okay. So staff recommendation on the second one is approval, and that it will be forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners on January 7th. Anything you want to add or say anything about this? Okay, so I have a recommendation. I'm going to move that we adopt staff recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye? Okay, you're approved.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, now we're going to move to agenda item number three. Agenda item three is WS250709 Cisneros Rubin H, waivers of development standards for the following. One, eliminate and reduce setbacks. Two, reduce building separation. And three, increase hardscape area within the front and side yards in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.14 acres in an RS 5.2, so that's residential single family 5.2 zone, generally located east of Minor Way and south of Olive Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? No. Would you guys be okay if we just hold this, trail it to the end? Okay, we'll go ahead and trail this one to the end. So moving on to agenda item number four, WS250719 Sienna 76 Holding LP and Sienna 77 Holding LP, waivers of development standards for the following. Increase maximum parking, allow an attached sidewalk, and alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for a proposed gas station and retail building on 1.88 acres in a CG commercial general zone, generally located south of Charleston Boulevard and east of Atlantic Street within Sunrise Manor. And the applicant is present. All right, go ahead.
Good evening, Chair and Board. Lebanon Heaney, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant on this application. To orient you to the site, this site is part of the overall Lowe's shopping center. So it's located on the south side of Charleston Boulevard and the east side of Atlantic Street. It's a pad site. When Lowe's was done, they carved out this pad site, which is about four lots. It's about 4.8 acres. Our application is on 1.8 acres of this corner piece, right southeast of Charleston and Atlanta. The request is for a convenience store and a gas station. Of course, code now says retail store. So the request is for a retail store and a gas station. So it's a waiver of development standards and design review for the convenience store and gas station. There are a number of waivers, and I'll go through those waivers.
Okay.
The first waiver, if I go in order, excuse me. The first waiver is for additional parking. The code today, based on how parking is calculated, requires that we provide only 16 parking spaces. Now, being this, that it's a retail store with a lot of users in there, we needed to provide a little bit more, and especially for the brand, and in that area as well, it's very auto-centric. Very few people really walk around that area, so most people using that area will be parking. Therefore, we provided 22 parking spaces. And the reason we had to do that too as well is next door is the dollar store, and we just didn't want to create a situation where people started parking over there and then creating problems, even though they do share the main access, the sudden access. We didn't want to create any problems. So we provided the 22 spaces. The second waiver is for attached sidewalks, and I did bring a plan. So this whole Lowe's shopping center had been developed for, that area's been developed. Atlantic, been in town 35 years, and it's always had that attached sidewalk as part of the Lowe's development, when even before Lowe's was developed in that area. So we're asking for the attached sidewalk because it will look out of place to do a detached sidewalk, because Charleston being an NDOT right-of-way, that attached sidewalk is not an issue. And Atlantic, as we all know, it's bordered to the kind of southwest by Fremont Street and then Charleston to the north. So it's a pretty short street. So just changing everything where there is already existing attached sidewalk will just be out of place, especially in this area. So we asked for it. Now, Public Works talked about safety. The way we looked at it is we're providing along Charleston 20 to about 38 landscaping to enhance that whole frontage. And here we're providing 14 to 15. And also, it, although it's not required on the south, we're also providing. So we think it's a good alternative to have that attached sidewalk and then actually enhance that frontage.
Okay.
And then the last waiver is for this driveway. We asked for a driveway where we reduce the approach distance to Charleston. Public Works did not have a problem with that. The reason being that Atlantic, when we asked the engineer who's here to run the numbers, hardly has traffic. It has less traffic than most residential street. I drove it, I've driven it twice, and there was maybe one car when I was sitting there kind of watching. So staff did not have a problem with that.
Okay.
So the convenience store is over 4,000 square feet, and the canopy is 18 feet high. This building, sorry, should flip so you can see the landscaping. The building is 25 feet up to the highest point. It is a 7-Eleven, their new prototype building. And here's the canopy, which will be designed and the colors will match. The retail store, convenience store, has the pay points and also sundry items and everything else you'd expect in there. So with that said, we will recommend approval of the application. The waivers, as you can see, the only one that Public Works had an issue with was the sidewalk, but it will be out of place to do a detached sidewalk on such a short street as well.
Okay.
So with that, we appreciate your approval.
So this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to do a comment on this item? Al, can we come up?
Can you please put up the map that shows, can you put this map back up so I can see that?
Okay, and state your name for the record for this one.
My name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Homestake Mine Court. We're part of a group community with 8,000 people on our Facebook page, and we're concerned about homelessness and crime developing in our community. First of all, I support this project. This is a good project. Actually, I think the map goes this way. This area here, where everybody knows, there's been deaths here. This is like a really high crime area. And we definitely, I definitely support this. My only concern would be is that I'm going to request the commissioners have an enclosed trash can facility, because what we're seeing, and it's more of an informative for the community, is a lot of homeless are actually living off the food off these trash cans. They go to these convenience stores, they find a place to build an encampment, they live off the food, and all they do is beg for money and for drugs. And that this is a very high area that's going on. And especially here in this area, there's like this empty lot right here. They've got these portable security cameras, and there's a apartment complex here and some of these abandoned properties. This is a hot spot, and we definitely got to have something to close those trash cans. Okay. And also leave some kind of contact information, not only for the developer or for the owner, so that we have good communications with law enforcement.
Oh, well, you know, she's a regular. We know her. Yeah.
If I may ask.
Sure. Yes. Come on up.
Well, there's one more public comment.
Is there one more? Did you want to come on this one? Okay, come on up.
Really quick. Hi, Phyllis Weaver, Weaver Construction. I am once again coming up to gripe about ripping up totally serviceable sidewalk to put in the useless detached sidewalk. I totally support her request for waiver.
Yeah.
It will be fit. The detached sidewalk will not fit in with that neighborhood.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Always appreciate seeing you. Okay, I think, we're good.
If I may ask, so I can discuss it with the developer, what exactly is the enclosed trash enclosure? Because they do have gates.
Bad.
County code requires that trash enclosures have the gates. Sometimes people leave them open, but it's a requirement that design for a trash enclosure includes the gate.
The gate.
So
okay.
We do have.
That's what he's referring to.
I think that's what he said.
Yes.
And I think it's more so as once the operator comes in to make sure their employees know that it's important to
close them, secure them
if they have potentially locked them because they will, you know, so not just to have them but to utilize them and make sure they close them and lock them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Board, do you have any questions or?
Go ahead.
I actually have no questions.
Just comments. I think it's a good project. When you told me who it was and knowing the product that 7-Eleven has started to bring into the community, all the ones that I have seen that have come in have been quality, and they've actually done some good landscaping, and it has no longer just been throwing up a little building and, you know, a convenience store and, you know, building. They will come, especially when they've added the gas station piece to it. Most of these projects have been quality 7-Elevens versus the product that they were doing 10, 15, 20 years ago. So I can support the waiver request, because if you're doing the other landscaping pieces.
Yeah.
Based on the product I've seen, I trust that they'll do a good job.
Earl?
I agree with the comments made about the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
I brought that up before. If the county wants to pay for the cost of putting the sidewalk, I agree we should move it in this case. Atlantic Street's a very short street.
Right. And the sidewalks looked in pretty good shape.
Yeah, looked in pretty good shape.
So then, are we looking at just under the recommendation to go ahead and approve all, and instead of going with the denial on two?
Right.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the.
Here. This one.
Yeah, I make a motion to approve the design.
Just read it off here.
There you go. I'm making a motion to approve waivers of development standards number 1, number 2, and number 3.
And the design review.
And the design review.
So we're approving everything. Mm-hmm. All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Thank you, board, and have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So we're moving on to agenda item number 5. ZC250730 De La Torre, Octavio Terraza and Escorga Lopez Dulce, zone change to reclassify 1.06 acres from an RS5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone to an RS20 residential single family 20 zone, generally located east of Gateway Road and north of Tonopah Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
evening. My
Hello.
Name is Dulce Astorga, A-S-T-O-R-G-A, and I live at 1830 North Gateway Road,
okay.
Zip code 89115, and I'm asking for a zone change for RS5.2 to RS20, and we would like to have horses for our family. We understand it is important to maintain clean and community standards.
Mm-hmm.
We had meet with a professional equine to help us, you know, maintain their food and everything healthy, move our stalls. And this is our home right here. And this is another home that is zoned for RS20. So this is our map right here.
Okay.
Because it's this way. This project's not for operating a commercial facility. It is about creating a small family-oriental operation where our children can learn hands-on care, empathy, and discipline through working with horses. Our daughters are in escaramuzas,
mm-hmm.
Which is a Mexican sport, and it had helped them not be in the streets or any of that bad stuff. We do love horses. We grew up with horses, so we are asking in consideration to consider an approval for our zoning.
Okay.
We do have a 1.6 acre lot. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Sure. All right, so this is a public hearing. Anyone would like to speak on this item? Al?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, board, do you have questions?
I just had one question for you. I'm sorry. Next time you can speak. Because your property abuts the neighbors at Walnut Hollow, which is the street right behind,
right.
And we're talking about horses, and we always tend to have issues with flies and a lot of other things that comes along with horses and smell and all that. Have you spoken with those neighbors? I mean, I don't see them here. I'm sure they would get a card or something. They got the card. So I'm just concerned, or I just wanted to know whether you had a meeting with them, you spoke with them, any of those kind of things. Because although you did say that, two houses down, I believe,
yeah,
you said it was zoned
right
for that.
That.
And I don't know if they were zoned prior to the houses coming in, probably so,
they
who knows.
Were.
They were zoned before those houses
yes.
were built.
Do they have horses?
But yes, they do, but they also, there were all these houses right here already. The only lot that it started is the Sturdy Brook Homes.
Okay.
Are there a new couple years new?
Okay, so back to the question, I guess, have you spoken or have you gotten any response back?
We only spoke to two of them. Two of the houses were literally in a backyard, mm-hmm. and they agree with it. They didn't have any problems. I mentioned that we were having a board meeting.
Okay.
But,
My only suggestion would be, I mean, because this is an advisory board, if this would move forward, whether we approve it or not approve it, your next step, I would either find out if you can get a letter from them or something
okay.
that says, because it's hard for me to say, of course you can
correct.
Say that, but
right.
if you had some kind of something saying that we support
right.
this might be a lot better for the
okay.
actual folks who makes
something
the
in writing.
Real
yes,
okay.
in writing or have
right.
them come in
person. Writing or
okay.
have them come
makes
or
sense.
Something to,
right.
to speak on your behalf that they don't
okay.
mind that you have a person.
Okay.
Put that under
the.
Okay.
Yeah.
Push it down.
Push it down a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That kind of shows the area.
Yes.
And it's pretty, your big lot is surrounded by mobile home park and, you know, a lot of other more dense neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be like a spot zoning right there with horses and chickens. How many roosters are you going to have? That's the problem, you see. That's just the way the area developed. You know, in this part of town, they did put a lot of houses in. Even we every meeting we have a problem with industrials infringing on the residential. And so the conflict of what was normally an old ranch estate lot, now it's industrial. So it's that neighborhood, the whole quadrant there, it's difficult. zoning problem for us.
Yeah, we've been there for, what, 9 years?
Yeah. And the Mobile Park, all that's been there for a long time, too.
Yeah, they've been there for a longer time. Yeah, the new house has been there for 2 years. So.
But now, on the record, the other house that's zoned, the way you want yours to be zoned, has horses now?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't want to say, but there's... Where is it? Oh, I'm wrong. This is our house. This is our little spot with horses.
Okay. So I would think also, when you move forward, if you could get something in writing from those neighbors saying they have horses now, mm-hmm. I think that would also be a mitigating factor. Because I agree with you, Earl, that it is within those residential areas, but there's horses there already. Okay, yeah, so...
Staff's recommending denial.
Yeah.
Except if they want agricultural livestock, they're asking for agricultural livestock. We have steers or anything like that? Any cattle or any of that?
Oh, no.
Just the horses?
Just the horses, yeah. No, nothing, but it's just... Okay. They just want 4 horses.
So. 4 horses, okay.
Yeah. 1 for each of our kids, that's it.
My thing is, I know there could be a motion to follow staff recommendation. However, if this was to go forward or to be approved, my only suggestion was to approve this is acknowledgement of your neighbors from behind that they support the horses, and then 2, that it would be limited to 4 horses, no more than 4 horses. You didn't say anything about roosters or chickens?
Chickens, I did say chickens.
Okay, chickens.
Chickens.
Yes. Chickens, no roosters?
No.
Because roosters will cause a lot of havoc.
For us. Yes.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, if this were to move forward,
yeah.
And I don't know where people would vote, but my suggestion would have some stipulations on this that you would have no more than 4 horses and no roosters.
Correct.
Would be for me, and then the approval of your neighbors. I have to respect the neighbors and the people in the community on what they would want to.
So yeah. Would you be willing to make that as a motion?
To
have that be a motion?
We can see if it passes.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can make the motion to approve. Hold on.
Did you get the justification on it?
Yeah, and that's why Harry's being very specific on what they're allowed to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he saw that.
Okay.
Where they were just talking about like livestock and stuff like that.
Right.
So that's what he's going to clarify,
okay.
What we're willing to approve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why
I forgot to,
right.
Yeah, they told me to fix that.
Yeah. Yes.
And so that's we'll see what happens with that, and then we can go from there. But the motion would be to approve the zone change with the requirement of no more than 4 horses, no roosters, with the whatever the amount of chickens that would be allowed, along with the approval of the neighbor's
letter
to the east, I believe that would
okay.
be.
Okay, yeah. Is it the Storybrook, right?
But I don't know if that's gonna
that's
vote through
it's
this, but
a requirement.
That would be my motion.
Okay, so that's the motion. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, so it passes. So when you move forward, our recommendation will move forward with this.
Okay, and that will be with the next meeting.
With the next, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What is it? The letters? Can we clarify the letters that you were adding to the motion?
So
the letters would be recommendations from the neighbors from Walnut Hollow on the which is the east side of her property. There's 1, 2, 3. I believe that's 3, I think that's 4, 5, 6 homes. I don't know what those 2 homes are, separate homes. But
all the more dense subdivisions.
Yeah, the six homes to the
okay.
east of her.
The east
of
our Storybrooke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then the property to the north, the one that is RS 20 currently, that the applicant is stating that they have horses. Is there any letter from that?
If you need a letter, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But as a condition or?
Not as a condition, but
right.
if it would help you.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't conditioning that.
If that
property is zoned for it, it's zoned for whatever it's zoned for. We weren't conditioning
yeah.
or requiring that. We just think it's better as she moves to the next level
right.
if she can provide that this exists in the neighborhood already.
Already.
So the conditions are just no more than 4 horses and no roosters?
And no roosters. Right. Okay. Yeah, and I think it's like 20 hens or something.
And I think that condition, I just want to be clarify on that condition, is, for instance, if they were to sell that property, would that condition still remain? Because once you change the zoning, you know, you've changed the zoning on a piece of property, and whoever comes in after them would have a zoned property that will allow for livestock.
So with that, letters with that, is not part of the condition. That is just an advisory for the applicant. The letter part, right, of it.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm talking about changing the zoning, and if, for instance, they sold the property and someone else came in, would the restrictions of 4 horses and chickens, no roosters, remain with that particular zoning?
It will. That stays with the land.
Okay. That's all I'm just saying. Because I know how sometimes we change zonings and then somebody comes because the zoning allows for livestock and, you know, whatever amount of horses they could bring in, whatever, you know, chickens, roosters, whatever they can, because that's what the zoning would allow them to do. I just wanted to make sure that if we allowed this particular zoning, that the 4 would be maximum amount of horses and all that would stay with that property.
If the board adopted the same condition, the final approval, or if they adopted the same.
Yeah, if the final Board of County Commissioners adopted it too.
But potentially any other owner could have any other type of large livestock, because horses are not the only large livestock, so they could be cows or any other type of large.
Right. Could we condition it to only be 4 horses, no other livestock? Can we condition that too?
However you want the condition.
Yeah, I mean, that was your.
Yeah, because
I want to
make sure that because of the property, we aren't putting cows and other livestock. It's just the 4 horses.
So only for the large livestock to be 4 horses.
Right.
That's it.
Okay. Maximum 4 horses, no cows, yep. No other livestock.
Yeah, because he said only.
Yeah, right. only 4, up to it, 4 horses.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we're gonna move on to agenda items number 6, 7, and 8. I'm gonna read them all together, and then these are kind of complex, so we can walk through them item by item. So agenda item number 6 is ZC250737, Dougherty Holdings LLC Series 2, zone change to reclassify 6.26 acres from an IP industrial park zone to an IL industrial light zone within the Airport Embrons AE65, AE70, and APZ2 overlay, generally located north of Cary Avenue and east of Marion Drive within Sunrise Manor. 7 is VS250738, Dougherty Holdings LLC Series 2. Vacate and abandon a portion of the right-of-way being Marion Drive, located between Cartier Avenue and Cary Avenue within Sunrise Manor. And then agenda item number 8 is UC250739, Dougherty Holdings LLC Series 2. Use permit for the following: outdoor storage and truck parking. Waivers of development standards for the following: increase maximum parking, eliminate parking lot landscaping, allow attached sidewalks, allow an existing pan driveway, and eliminate throat deck. Then design reviews for the following: outdoor storage, truck parking, and all accessory and ancillary uses, included storage containers, modular office, vehicle fuel island, paint booth, office warehouse building, storage and vehicle maintenance building, and vehicle wash on 6.26 acres in an industrial light zone within the Airport Embrons, AE65, AE70, and APZ2 overlay, generally located east of Marion Drive and north of Cary Avenue within Sunrise Manor. There we go. Are you the applicant?
Yes.
All righty.
Andrew Hansen, 3579 Red Rock Street. I'm representing the owner and applicant. So generally, these are the 3 parcels that we're discussing today on Marion and Cary. Parcels 3, 5, and 7, they are all owned by the same owner. It was acquired and occupied a little over a year ago. And the current condition of the site is here on the left-hand side of the page, and the proposed condition on the right. The owner would like to finish development of some unfinished sidewalk area on these 2 southern parcels. as well as add a storage and vehicle maintenance building to the middle parcel, and generally improve the site and bring things up into current compliance with current regulations. The other buildings on site are existing and were there previously, with the exception of some modular buildings that some will be going away as we put in the new storage and vehicle maintenance shop. So yes, it is a combination of a zoning change, vacation and abandonment for the detached sidewalks at a portion, and some use permit applications with some waivers. So the zone change, we're proposing to move from a industrial park to light industrial zoning for those three parcels, and that is congruent with the other surrounding parcels that are also of that same zoning. As far as improvements to the site and some of the waivers, the portion of sidewalk that is currently missing is on parcels 5 and 7, mm-hmm. along Marion Drive. The sidewalks at Cary Avenue along the south is existing and is currently an attached sidewalk. And the portion on parcel 3 along Marion is also existing with an attached sidewalk and existing pan driveways. So the majority of the improvements on the site will be on the two southern parcels, with the proposed storage and vehicle maintenance building here. And the rest of the site would be, in the majority, paved in asphalt, with some areas left unpaved for storage of Connex containers, tracked vehicles, and aggregate materials. And that's been reviewed with Clark County Air Quality and approved as such. The waivers that are being requested, primarily the site will be improved by adding a 9 foot tall fence with a mesh screening. We'll be adding a new commercial driveway here at the south, and new access gates here at the north parcel. An existing pan driveway here at the far north will be closed and fenced. And some of the waivers, as I mentioned, were related to temporary stacking of materials for the outdoor storage use. We understand that, you know, typically we keep that at the level of the fence or below. It's just a request for a temporary condition if they were to receive some materials on site that exceeded that, until they could reorganize and keep that height below that fence height. The parking lot here on the northern parcel, it's currently existing parking in its current condition. We're just restriping and reconfiguring the drive aisles to bring it into current compliance with the parking widths and depths and aisle clearances. So it's existing parking that we're basically just restriping. There is currently no existing landscaping in that area, and we're proposing to keep it as such. With the understanding that there may be a fee in lieu of tree waiver as part of that request. I believe that covers the majority. And the existing pan driveway here at the north, we're proposing to leave as existing on Marion, as there's relatively limited access here for the small amount of general use parking. The majority of the site access for larger vehicles will be from the south at Cary, where we are proposing a full commercial driveway.
Okay.
So, happy to answer any questions if you have any.
So this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to do public comment on this item? Al? Come up and state your name.
My name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Homestead Combined Court. We're part of a neighborhood watch program. This is one of the areas that we watch. First of all, I want to say I strongly support this project. I want to thank the developers for developing and investing in this area. This is an area of high, a lot of homelessness, a lot of RVs. And all I can say is that, you know, hopefully you take the proper precautions to get the right kind type of fencing and to protect yourself, because you will be vulnerable to these homeless people who are just trying to get into anything that they can, and our commissioners are working very hard. We got our new ordinance. Homelessness is coming down. The encampments, we're discouraging them. We're working with outreach groups, and they are working, but we don't want to encourage encampments and crime in that area. And I totally support this, just hopefully to take the proper precautions.
Okay. Anyone else like to comment on this item?
Hello, Phyllis Weaver, Weaver Construction, 2590 North Nellis. I think this is the Terra Yard, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, it would be totally awesome if they finished the improvements, because as Mr. Rosehaus said, there is a ongoing issue with the RVs and the camping and all like that. We, once again, support attached sidewalks and the pan driveway. It's, the pan driveways are all throughout that area. It's just consistent with the other developed properties. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? All right, so let's do these one agenda item at a time.
I don't know if he has a question before we take him.
Do you want to
start voting already?
No. I thought she was about to start on one item at a time.
No. Okay. So how do you want to do this? Do you want to just talk about any of them, or do you want to do them in order?
Well, I know the one thing. I mean, I don't know, but the first two items, staff have suggested approval.
Right.
There's a lot. There's just other things with the waivers and stuff that.
In the last one. Yes.
So that's more of the area we have more discussion with. I support the staff on the first two.
Okay. Then so we're going to agenda item number 8.
I'm going to
make that a motion.
No. I do have a question, though. I have a question before. Oh, we can go ahead and
You can vote on the first.
That's what I would prefer. Just take them off the table, and then we'll go with the last one.
Let's take them off the table.
Okay, so on agenda item number 6 and 7, the staff is recommending approval. So my motion is that we approve agenda item number 6 and 7 per staff recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None? Okay, now we'll move to 8. Because that's where we'll need to have some discussion.
Questions? Yeah. Where are the existing sidewalks on there, and where are the new sidewalks going to be?
So the existing sidewalks are at the south end of Cary and just right up the very corner. And this portion on parcel 3 is also existing attached sidewalk. And that's the extent of the existing sidewalk.
Okay.
The west portion of these two parcels is currently unfinished, and we're proposing a detached sidewalk just to be in compliance with the requirement for those two parcels.
So you go with the detached sidewalk there?
Just in this area is the proposal to have that as detached sidewalk, and the other two sidewalks would remain as existing.
Hold on, because while we're on the sidewalk, I only have an issue with that one because the rest of the sidewalk going up Cary is not. They based on the aerial view, those have been improved, and I believe those are. So we're talking about this sidewalk. Are you going to continue on with this?
This is an existing attached sidewalk that comes along here, and then it transitions to our parcel. So we maintain.
So you guys will continue with the landscaping?
Yes, the landscaping will be included.
Okay.
As our setback here. We would just leave that existing sidewalk condition.
Okay. And I was wanting to show Earl, because that's what Earl had asked. Can you put that there?
Put that down. Okay.
So, see, Earl, I just want them to continue on. Continue with this
attached
one.
Sidewalk.
Right.
Yeah.
This is currently attached sidewalk with a landscaping buffer.
Right. And so I just want you to be able to continue that right there, because when you go across the street, even with the housing, going down the street, it's all the same.
Yes,
so
that's the intent, is to keep that.
To keep that
continuous.
With the landscaping. Okay.
Yes.
While you were on that, I just wanted to clarify that was going to continue. Okay.
Okay.
Well, Marion's going to be a busy street. Eventually, it's a connector street. And so if they do put a sidewalk over there, it should be detached as a new program.
Yes, as is proposed, we'll have detached sidewalk for this section along Marion, and then it would transition back to an attached sidewalk to match the rest of the street as it goes up Marion.
Okay. All right, so there's a lot in this one. So their staff is recommending denial on use permit one, and that's the one about temporarily stacking. And so when you say temporarily stacking, this is not going to be a long-term thing you're doing. It's just going to be until the property's developed.
Correct, yes. They, since they're a utility contractor, they're constantly getting new materials on site as they complete and get new jobs. So it's more of just a materials management request. So as they get materials on site, they can potentially, you know, stack them higher than the fence just in order to stage them and reorganize them. It would not be a long-term solution or have things stacked above the wall or above the fence for a long period of time.
One issue on that though, if it's a contracting company, they're continually getting new contracts, and you're going to be continually getting new orders and loads of material coming in. You can stack them up, and they may be shipped out, but another one's going to come tomorrow, and you're going to be up there again. So it's like a continual issue that never goes away. So it's
true.
Trying to
true.
Present it to where it's going to be a one shot deal, but it's not a one shot deal, it's a forever deal. So I think that's what planning is about.
Certainly. I understand the concern. The intent is always to keep things below that fence height.
Correct. It's a 10-foot fence?
It is. I believe it's a...
I think you said nine?
It's a 9-foot screen fence and then a 1-foot section of barbed wire on top. Okay. So total of 10, but 9-foot screened.
Yeah.
You just said something that just struck me, but go ahead. Oh, no, when you just said barbed wire, I've been kind of... I know it's industrial and barbed wire is a little rough for a neighborhood, which you got houses across the street from you. And I know there's gotta be metal kind of hooks or metal something other than barbed wire that could be a little more pleasing to the eye in terms of
certainly our,
that look.
Our intent was to, I guess, match the adjacent properties as well. There's a photo, it's hard to see in this image, but this is just two parcels north of us, just across the corner. We're replicating the exact fence that they have on that property with the screened and the barbed wire.
They've probably already been there and they've already done that, but you know, just trying to improve a community and improve a look. Barbed wire is just rough when you have neighbors to the, I guess those neighbors to the west of you, and you're talking about just, I know you say matching the general look, but somebody has to start with kind of a different look. And I think I know there's like these wrought iron kind of pickets
yeah.
or what, that makes it look a little more pleasing to the eye than, you know, let's put some barbed wire up. But yeah, I mean, if you could.
If they made the height of the fence higher, would that eliminate the problem? So if the fence is higher, can they stack as high as the fence?
They don't have a waiver for higher than 10 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the code allows them to have up to 10 feet for industrial, but if they were to go higher than that, they would.
But they could do a waiver to make the fence higher, which then would allow for higher stacking.
Potentially, but that will probably trigger some other safety concern from fire.
Yeah, 1 foot isn't much. I mean, another foot isn't much for
right.
what they're trying to stack.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that neighborhood very well. I lived not far from this location, just off of Marion and near where Judson is. It's just one block south of
okay.
Cary.
Okay.
And then the next one, whole time, right there for 15 years when I was a kid. And there used to be all vacant desert there, and then houses, it was owned ranch estates, and people were building ranch estate home, and they had a trailer park out there, and you're right next to the trailer park. But Marion's going to be a collector street, and it's going to continue south. And north.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be, you want to make it look pretty nice there. And you go into industrial use, and again, this used to be, the whole area used to be like ranch estates decades ago. And there's still got a lot of remnants of that all around there. And this is a dilemma that we have each time something comes up in that area. So neighbors, we had last week, this hall was packed with people who didn't want to have industrial stuff near, you know, their house. So anyway, I'm a little worried about your stacking. It's not a one-off thing. It's going to be a continual. Are you going to stack shipping containers too?
No. There's an area off to the east side, back in the back of the lot, where there's Connex containers or shipping containers. But those are just single height. They're not stacked.
They're not stacked.
To exceed that height.
Okay.
Okay, so moving on, the next denial is related to landscape in the parking area. And so you said the developer was going to be willing to pay the fee as opposed to doing landscaping?
Yes, that was discussed with comprehensive planning as an alternate to providing new landscaping in the parking area. Since it's an existing parking lot and really all we're doing is restriping and reconfiguring that existing parking lot,
okay.
it was brought up that it is an option rather than adding all new landscaping to this parking lot that we're just restriping. There's a fee in lieu of tree waiver, so a small fee for each tree that would be required, and the developer is willing to pay that instead of having to install the landscaping.
Okay, so that's actually the waiver of development standards, that's number 1 and 2, is related to the parking and the landscaping. And they're both being denied because of the landscaping issue.
Right. Have they compromised with you somehow on the landscaping trees, number of trees and shrubs?
The comprehensive planning, when we were discussing it, we had a previous plan that showed landscaping, but the discussion came up of not having to install that landscaping since all we're doing is restriping, and that's when the fee came up in lieu of doing the landscaping.
Fee.
So I think it's like $1,000 a tree, so I think that would be more manageable rather than tearing it all up and doing landscaping.
Let me ask, is that something that they actually put in writing, or how do we know that that's part
it's
of this?
It's up to the commissioners to approve it with that condition. So if it is approved, then at the time of getting the building permits, before the building permit is issued, they will have to deposit that fee in lieu, depending on how many trees were supposed to be there per code.
Okay.
Then that will be multiplied by the approximately $1,000 per tree.
Okay. I didn't know if that actually needed to be put in here someplace, but
it is part of the conditions, but it will be determined by the commissioners whether or not that is included
okay.
as part of the notice
okay.
final action.
Okay. Is there another one?
Yeah, so design review 1. And let me see what 3
no.
says.
What?
Okay, so it's number design review 1.
I'm still trying to go back to this barbed wire thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't think
okay.
we kind of landed on anything because they changed the subject on me. Because I'm really concerned about the barbed wire look and being right next to a residential area. And I don't know how much area would you talking about barbed wiring? Because this is a pretty large lot.
Yeah, it would be the perimeter of all 3 parcels.
And you even put barbed wire on Cary?
Yes.
So Cary down Marion would all be barbed wire. I can't see that. That's all of a sudden starting to look like we got a jail over here. But I just can't support barbed wire around this whole big old giant lot, and Cary being a major thoroughfare, and then as you were talking about Marion starting to be a lot more active, and we have nothing but residential, well, a lot of residential. It just I would hope that we could work up something else other than barbed wire.
We can certainly review options. I wish we could see this better. It's not a very intrusive look, honestly. It's very thin barbed wire. It's not the big spiral barbed wire.
Can you put it down towards the center, and maybe I'll see if I can
get it.
I mean,
and there
really.
Are provisions in Title 30. If I'm
yeah, I know Title 30 does allow for that in
right.
industrial and then the whole 9 yards. Like I get it. It's just my own little pet peeve, and if that's what commissioners and folks would allow, I just think this is a big lot for barbed wire.
It's a dilemma that we have in this
yeah,
area.
It's a dilemma because
industrial use
yeah.
and
right.
residential nearby.
Because last week we had this, folks come in here, and they did make a compromise to have more wrought iron than the barbed wire because it's right in front, just similar to this, right in front of their homes. And they did not want the barbed wire. I know there's no residential folks here, but that's the one thing they just did not want is barbed wire around a residential look for my home. I don't want to look out barbed wire. I don't know how decorative you can make barbed wire, but I mean, we literally had several folks come here and saying, no barbed wire. That's just not cool for our neighborhood. And so that's why I'm on this, because literally right across the street, you have residential houses that's gonna look out there, at two-story homes, it appears, that they're gonna look over their wall into your property with barbed wire and stacking. So, you know, if y'all can look into it, that's just one of my suggestions to do something better than barbed wire.
We'll definitely look at options.
I mean, if you can do $1,000 per tree, I think we can go ahead and look at trying to improve the least, if you're gonna do the fencing, at least look at
razor wire.
Not razor wire.
I'm serious though.
It's industrial.
Yeah, I know it's industrial, but if you can get rid of the trees for $1,000, maybe we can improve the facelift of this lot, because it's a large lot to have barbed wire.
We'll definitely look at options. Security is a concern, however, because of expense of the materials stored on site and vehicles and everything that need to be protected.
But like I said, there's some wrought iron kind of hook things that look a lot better, and they serve somewhat the same purpose.
Sure, we'll see what can be adapted to that chain link fence scenario, because wrought iron fence versus chain link is kind of two different.
So the fencing actually is chain link, then it's going all the way around.
It's chain link, but it will have a mesh. More of a solid screen.
Okay, I get it. It's a little different than trying to put some wrought iron on chain link. So I didn't realize you're talking chain link.
Right.
So, okay. I can ease up a little bit on that. I thought, like, on the back end, the black end is block wall, but on Cary and going down Marion, you guys gonna have just regular chain link.
They have this fencing block where maybe you can go an extra foot or so on the fence, and then they've got these little necks.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're proposing. It's just the angled neck with the thin, few rows of barbed wire.
Going in towards the lot?
Going out towards over the landscaping buffer, so not near the property line, but just over the landscaping.
Okay, maybe I can go with that, with the way you just explained that.
It's more visible. It's going to be over the street, over the sidewalk.
Okay, I get you. I got you. I can ease off you from that one. I can ease off you. Because when you do a rod iron, a block wall, it doesn't look.
Right.
But I ease off you on that one.
Appreciate that.
So design review one. The first paragraph says that the staff has no problems with the design review, but yet they're denying. Due to the totality of the waivers requested, the proximity of the use along the arterial street, and the lack of inability points, which I need to have that explained, because of that, they're denying. So sustainability points, is that landscaping?
There's multiple ways to accomplish sustainability points. It can be through the construction of the structures that they want to propose, or through